Now, the reason I asked if you'd ever been drunk, I was going to see if you knew how it felt. But I did see that. I seen that run. Now, I have seen it since then. Now, here last year, or year before last one, I seen a still as big as this old hole here.
Mm-hmm. But you don't want to tell me about that, because I want to know. I don't want to know anything about.
We had been discarded.
Oh, okay.
A bunch of us was fishing and run into it. They had left the sugar there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what coming to discard it, I found out later.
Uh-huh.
The creek quit running. We had to have it. You got to have it close to water.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was a big one then.
Woo, man, that was a big one. It was high as my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had tiptoe to look over in it.
Mm. God.
And the way they done, they put the mash.
Mm-hmm.
They made the beer in
mm-hmm.
in the what they cooked it off in. Now this vat they cooked it off in was as wide as this hole here and as long.
Mm-hmm.
And was way up. I had to tiptoe to look over in there. Well, they put the stuff, worked it off, and when it worked off,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling what they said. Now, I don't know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
When it worked off, they didn't even use fire. They used gas. They used gas to cook it with.
Mm-hmm.
But they done moved the burners and everything. That just the steel and all was there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a great big pile of sugar left there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they had quit using it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what in the devil it was. We was coming out hunting. See, it'd been several years since I'd been in there, and these parties had called me to go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them said, I told them, I said, there's a pass out here. Some are supposed to go out of here. And one of the boys broke the hull and said, hey, here's the pass.
Mm-hmm.
And he started on my head. And directly he says, hey, he says, what's all this?
Uh-huh.
When I looked through the bushes and that great big old thing sitting out there, I said, good gracious, is that an airplane? I just, mm-hmm. first thing I thought of an airplane that fell in there, don't
uh-huh.
you see?
Yeah.
And we went walking on up there, and that's what it was, that big old steel.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't in operation.
Mm-hmm. When you were pretty young, the house you lived in was right over here?
Yeah, I've lived in a number of houses.
Mm-hmm.
But I've lived half my life right here.
The first house you lived in, could you describe it? Just maybe, what kinds of rooms, how many rooms were in it, and what it was like, and just all about it?
Well, the first one I ever lived in was just a single pin house.
Mm-hmm.
And tell you the truth, I believe three or four beds was what you could put in there, but that was a big room now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bed in this corner, bed in that corner, bed in this corner, bed in this corner.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there was an offset kitchen over out yonder, and a walk went to it.
Mm-hmm.
You left the house and went out yonder to the kitchen walk.
Mm-hmm.
Walk up it, you know, as high as the house. You just walked out of the house and down that the kitchen. And that kitchen, oh, it wasn't much bigger. I don't expect it as long as this hall, but a little wider.
Mm-hmm.
Just room to cook and table.
What, in the kitchen, what different things did you have in it?
There wasn't nothing but they call them cabinets now, just a homemade save. I reckon that's the only save they had is when you'd make one.
Mm-hmm.
And a homemade save. You had your table, that was homemade. You made that was made by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And your knives and forks and dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you had iron pots and iron wood stove. Mm-hmm. Iron pots, iron fryers and all of that. You didn't have none of this loom, none.
Mm-hmm.